So they have got to ramp up their Illuminati sacrifices before September, right? And then they have the celebration in October. They start to find a sacrifice in what, March? January, February is cold. They coming out of winter. Spring, as soon as the spring hits, they start looking for sacrifices, trying to stress you out, all that stuff. If they can't stress you on the job, or if they can't stress you online, or they can't stress you in your family, I don't know how they do it, but think about all the news. You know that the news is part of the devil's system. So social media, if you cut off social media, if you get by yourself and cut off people who are suspect, how are they gonna get in? Weather modification. Cell phone, email, text. Next door neighbor. I promise you, if you cut off all avenues and you don't let anything bother you, you just take up your cross, they'll have somebody come knock on your door for real. They never stop. Once you play the game enough, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you're not ready yet to admit what we're really in. I promise you, if you get all your ducks in a row, pay all your bills, because they can't let you go 30 days without trying to stress you out. Pay all your bills, get everything done. And you have a 30-day window where everything's caught up, everything's set up. You think they're going to let you have peace for 30 days? Ain't no way. They'll have a neighbor. They'll have an ambulance. They'll have a fire truck. They'll have a police car across the street. They'll have a fight next door. They'll have something to try to take away your peace. You can't go 1 week without a siren of some kind, a fire truck or something. For real. Now, God allows it because there's something that you need to wake up to. Part of it is to wake up to the simulation. The simulation is to transform you from walking by sight to walk by faith. And so you get hit with things that you never got hit with before, right? And so you just keep walking by faith. You look for the solution. The solution's already there. You just keep looking. You keep knocking. You keep asking. This whole simulation is because Adam and Eve sinned, knocked them down into, Adam went down with a ship by choice. Don't misquote me there. But Adam chose to go down with a ship. So in Adam, I'll die, because Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. So Eve is the flesh side of Adam. And so that's the object lesson, that you don't walk in the flesh, you walk in the spirit. And that's why the women, they want a man who's stable and upright and all that, but they always try to pull you down. I've seen it. Their emotional up and down tries to affect you. Seriously. Especially the Jezebels. what they'll try to do is the Jezebel will try to get a man to drink or to drug or something like that so that she can usurp his authority. Take away his stability and usurp his authority, right? I've seen it my whole life. I watched it. Good men, strong men. I'm talking about strong. And the woman pulls them into drugs and drinking, and they end up in jail, and they end up dead, and they end up with diabetes, or end up divorced from them, and they end up going downward spiral. Instead of rising up, instead of them men learning, hey, what happened to me? Instead of them waking up and saying, what's going on? Instead of them looking at themselves saying, well, wait a minute, why am I putting up with Jezebel? So a lot of it has to do with they want a mama. They have mama issues, and they want a mama to take care of them. But Jezebel knows that, and so she's going to use it to usurp the man because he has no inner dialogue or inner stuff going on. So by looking at Eve and Adam and how Eve is the emotional side of Adam and Adam is the upright, stable side, supposed to be in the home. Sometimes it's flipped, you know. But by looking at Adam and Eve, I was able to decode this reality of the drama. So the drama that you see on the news and the media is the Draconian machine. The Dracoma is the Draconian machine. And so the machine can only use the sine wave, the sin wave, to destabilize you. And so if you look at the sine wave, it's a horizontal thing. So you want to be upright. So you have to take the sine wave, turn it 90 degrees upright, and take the snake and nail and post it and nail it to the post. So when you take the sine wave and you turn it upright, you see a cross and a snake on a pole because the sine wave is the snake. And so you nail it to the pole. And so no matter what it is, see, if Jezebel can get in across your threshold, right? And she can have relations with you. Then you are one. You become one, right? You become one. And so what she does affects you. What you do affects her. And so she's fighting to pull you into a copy of her, and you're trying to make her a copy of you. That's part marriage is, but it's really supposed to be communion, to where you both turn into a copy of Jesus. And so if the man has the mind of Christ, he's setting his affections above. You see in 1 Corinthians 7, he's divided when he's married because he's got one foot in the world and one foot in heaven. Apostle Paul says that. That's why he says it's better to stay single for the man or the woman, because when you get married, you tie into both realms. If you're saved, you're tied into both realms. So the man's trying to please his wife, the wife's trying to please her husband, and they never get pleased. Because there's, you can't make anybody happy. If both people could understand that and walk in the Spirit, then you could have some peace in the home. But most people, just the fact that it's the flesh, like you can have really good peace with a sister in Christ, right? But if you were to marry her, then it turns into a natural connection and a spiritual connection. So the natural pull causes trouble. The natural realm is nothing but trouble. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upwards. So whether you're single or married, you're still going to have trouble, but the more people that are involved in your reality, the more trouble you're going to have. No matter if you tie into a marriage, a job, or an organization, a church, anything. No matter what you tie into, you're going to have trouble. So the less things you tie, the less ties down here, the better off you are. Peace. If you cut the music on, the TV on, the news, you're tying into it. You're in communion with it. And so if you cut the noise off, this is why people talk about meditation when they really get serious. They end up talking about meditation. Because if you just sit there and pay attention to what you're thinking, you're going to have to look in the mirror and you're going to say, why am I upset? Why am I mad? Why am I this? You're going to have to be self-aware. Why am I worried? Why am I thinking about the future? Why am I thinking about the past? Why am I inventing forget? Why am I bitter? But most people cut the music on so they don't have to look at themselves. And a lot of people, like the narcissistic people, they have to always create drama and chaos and create like a TV show in 3D because they can't stand to be by themselves and look at themselves in the mirror because it's not everybody else, it's them. They can't stand it. I can't imagine living 70 years and never going off by yourself for a season. I can't imagine that. How would you ever find the truth? I mean, if you told your wife, said, look, I'm disappearing for 1 week. You'll know where I'm at. I'm in the backyard in the shed just meditating for a week. You know where I'm at. But I'm going to find God, you know. I'm going to find the truth. I'm going to figure out what's going on in this place. If you do that for 21 days, you're going to wake up probably. Once you meditate for, and I'm not talking about sitting in a corner saying, oh, I mean, you could be working in the yard, you could be doing some work, as long as you just don't have any noise around you, you know. But I promise you, if you get by yourself, I mean, you're asking God, what's going on in this place? He's going to show up on the scene. If you were to get by yourself without seeking God, you'd probably jump off a bridge or you would probably cut yourself or whatever they do. Those people that have like, I forget what it's called. See, if you're getting your sustenance off of people, you can't be alone. But if you're getting your sustenance off of God, you want to be alone. You want to be by yourself for a while. Because you're eating and drinking of eternal life, not the temporal, not the creation, but the Creator. Before you wake up, you're listening to music, you're watching TV, just like everybody else is. You're doing what everybody else is doing. But once you wake up, you do your own thing. You do what God tells you to do, not what God's telling everybody else to do, because God ain't telling everybody else to do anything. They're just running on the hive. They're running on the hive mind. Almost every conversation you have, it's like a sitcom. These one-liners. Almost every conversation you have is a one-liner. You it's not a real conversation. It's not even a real conversation. They're blurting out one-liners. It's not even a real conversation. I mean, really. I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm just thinking about almost everybody you talk to. It's just something they heard on a TV show, or they heard from their friend, or they heard on the news or the media, and they're just repeating a program. In a way, we all do it, especially if you memorize your Bible, you're just quoting the Bible, but you're getting, if you get the mind of Christ, that's what you're supposed to be doing, thinking like Christ, thinking like God, because the mind of Christ, Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. If you get the mind of Christ, you step into the mind of God. And you can't do it without the Holy Spirit. You can't do it without His Word. You can't do it without rightly dividing the Word of truth. You can't do it in your own power. Can't do it in your own energy, in your own strength. Think about it. You're walking about, you spend your whole life trying to get the mind of Christ, so it's always you're always approaching it, you know. You have it, but you're also approaching it. You have the mind of Christ, but you're also approaching the mind of Christ at all times, right? And so every situation that comes up, you're ready, you're prepared, because you got the Holy Spirit, you got the Word. But think about it, you're walking around with the mind of Christ, and you're interfacing with people who don't have the mind of Christ, and the ones who are moving towards source will be your friend. The ones who are not will be your enemy. They hate you because they don't want to be transformed to normal thinking. They want to keep their stinking thinking. That's what's happening.